Okay, I'm joined by Helen Pidd, who's been up in Cumbria all this week. The service looked very moving on the telly. Give us an idea of what it was like to be there.
It was incredibly moving. I would say there were well over 1,000 people, maybe even 2,000 people gathered in the square in Whitehaven. There were people hanging out of the windows looking out over the square. There were families with buggies, people in wheelchairs, shop assistants still in their uniforms, everybody with their heads bowed. I thought it was very interesting, the opening statement given by the former mayor of the area, who said that the world is watching West Cumbria and that we must ensure that as a region we're not defined by the shootings but by our response to them. Having spent 4 days here, I would say that the response of people in the area has been incredibly dignified, especially in the face of hundreds of reporters from all around the world who've come and, you know, poked dictaphones in their faces. But they've been dignified and throughout, really. I just spoke to a man after the service called Rodney Flanagan. He left Whitehaven 30 years ago, but he's taken the week off work from crew to come up and pay his respects to the 12 people who were killed. When their names were read out, there were people who were wiping away tears, but there was nobody sort of sobbing openly. Again, I keep using the word dignified, but that's exactly what it was. At the front of the service, there were 13 candles that had been lit, which I thought was quite interesting. So there was one for Derek Bird himself. And what's also very noticeable being here is how many people have stressed how sorry they feel for Derek Bird's two sons struggling to cope with just the unimaginable horror of the last week.
Okay, there's been lots of talk about Cumbria being extremely really tough and sort of close-knit community. Give us an idea of evidence of that.
Well, it is close-knit. I mean, this has yet to be confirmed by police, but David Bird, Derek Bird's twin, slept in his farmhouse. He didn't bother locking the door because everybody trusts each other here. It's easy to roll out all the cliches, but it's the kind of place where you don't pass anybody on the street without somebody saying all right or, you know, hiya. I've spoken to sort of dozens of people over the past few days, and there's not one person I've spoken to who wasn't in some way affected or, you know, knew one of the victims personally or the victims' families. So it's just not a place where people keep themselves to themselves.
Did you get a sense that today's events will help deal with the sort of shock and horror of what happened?
I don't know. I don't know how you can... What can you do to get over a sort of mass shooting like this? I think it was good for the community to come together and, you know, and have a communal moment of silence and reflection. But, you know, you can't erase these sorts of events in a 15-minute service.
Okay, Helen, thanks very much.
All right, no worries. Oh.